BibleZone.com.
They're marching on Wall Street because they're mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore, to steal a line from an old movie. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we're at, the crossroads of civilization in these United States. People have definitely had enough, whether they're marching with masks on and paper money in their hands in New York or Boston or Philly or Seattle, or pick a place, almost any place, it seems, in a medium to large city. This is what's been happening for the last couple of weeks. While that goes on in Washington, the same things are happening. The same squabbles over what are we doing with our budget? What are we doing with jobs? Where are we headed? The same questions I could ask day in and day out, where a senator or a congressperson stands before a microphone, talks to a talking head on the tube, whatever it might be. In the end, is the president out? Or is he out of touch? Or is it worse than that? Or perhaps you think that the president is unfairly being smeared in this terrible economy. I'll tell you what one poll is saying. ABC News Washington Post poll showed that 55% of Americans say flat out Obama will lose his job in 2012. Who has the right vision for the future of the United States? Who has the right vision? Do you still believe in the American dream? I hope there still is an American dream, because I think of my nephew, who's 10 years old, and I think of how I grew up and how many of you grew up, and all of this wasn't weighing down on your shoulders. You weren't thinking that the second you signed up for college, or you took a different path and you dove into the workforce, that you weren't going to succeed, that you had no chance to survive, to get married if you wanted to, have some kids, and be able to raise them where you had enough money, that you could take a vacation with your family, that you could go out to eat at least a couple of times a month. And when you see that food stamps are at 45.3 million right now, oh, that's ugly. That's ugly numbers. And you can't say, oh, that's lazy people, that's people who can't find work, because that's not true. People are looking and are finding that there just really isn't any jobs. And then sometimes you'll have someone say, well, they just are too proud and they won't take a stinking job that's below their level. That's also not always true, because they, first of all, they can't get that job sometimes, because already somebody with overqualified credentials took the job that was supposedly lower. It's rough sledding out there. Americans definitely need to band together. And the one thing I think at least we can say about these anti-Wall Street protests is people are banding together to at least shout out that they're sick of it and they don't know really where to go with it. Because here's what I think. If they're down in the city's financial areas around the country, are they screaming things out and running around with placards that people are going to pay attention to, or is it falling on deaf ears? Because as much as that poll said that Obama is out with 55% of the population who took it, small sampling, saying he's out, you have another poll, a Gallup poll, that says people actually trust local governments. So while the federal government has brutal approval ratings that barely even show up, that don't even move the meter, local governments do better. 68% of Americans have a fair amount or a great deal of trust, their words, in local governments, compared to 32% who have not very much confidence at all. So what do you make of that? Here's what I think. In a local government, a city council, etc., you go before the mics, you protest, you write letters, you go to the mayor. You feel like you can see them, touch them, protest right to their face. Why are you doing this? Here's what's happened. And enough people band together that form that community, and you can affect change. How do you do it on a bigger scale? Which is, I think, why these protests are popping up, because they're trying to say they're tired of it and they don't want the corporate greed anymore, because they think the corporate greed is squeezing them out of the American dream. But are they on target, or have they missed the target? Ronnie in Utah, you get the first crack at anything here on America Tonight. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi. Where do you want me to start? Look, I'll start off first off, you know. People can say whatever they want to say, but as far as I'm concerned about what Mr. Williams Jr., whatever his first name is, said, it's nothing but the truth. I'll second that more. So I'll make it a little bit better. I'd compare him to Kim Jong-il, as far as I'm concerned.
You just don't like him. That's what you're trying to say.
How can you respect a guy like that that's in the presidency? Now, look, he was just on ABC, that interview, mm-hmm. and he said that they went through that process with cilantro, and mm-hmm. as far as he was concerned, they deserved the loan, and he doesn't regret doing nothing wrong. Give me a break.
You know what? I think I'm going to stop you there for a second. I think we have that comment. Matt, roll the Solyndra comment. If you're there, roll that so we can let everybody hear what Ronnie's talking about.
Hindsight is always 20/20. It went through the regular review process, and people felt like this was a good bet.
All right, see, you were dead on target, Ronnie, on that. You're right. I almost fell over when I heard that earlier in the day, because I thought, wow, he's just backing them up, and that's ridiculous, because they did not vet that company out correctly. I don't think they did.
You going to sit there and tell me they went through the process?
No.
When everybody out here in the public knowingly knew that 3 years in a row prior to before they even tried, in fact, they tried getting a loan once, and they was even losing money then. They'd lost money 3 years in a row before they even tried applying that. And this president said he thought that he did the right thing and he didn't regret it. Well, if that's not communistic, what is?
Well, he's backing up because here's what happened when he was campaigning, and also to look good with the whole green thing, they picked Solyndra because so much of the money went there, you know, the $500 million whatever guaranteed loan. Thanks for the call, Ronnie, because we're up against it. He went out there and showed off the place like it was a big photo op, and so did Joe Biden, Vice President Biden. So this is purely egg on their face. I don't think it's communistic. I think they're trying to cover their tracks, make it better. Like, hey, what do you want from us? We vetted this thing out. He didn't say the word vet, though. We thought everything was sound, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. It wasn't. It wasn't sound. And that's what makes you say to yourself, well, if these are the people that decide where the money's going on, they're leaning on Congress in certain directions, and you're looking at green things, why would you have given the money to Solyndra when you knew that solar panels were being made cheaper in China? How are you going to compete with that? Come on. Come on.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. Here's the first one, and you've heard some references to it, so let's just tackle it. Hank Williams Jr.'s song that's opened up Monday Night Football for Count 'em 20 years, there's your big fat number, was not part of the opening of this week's Indy Tampa Bay game because Williams made some controversial comments about President Obama. Here's what he said. He was on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends on Monday morning, and he compared Obama to Adolf Hitler. What he said is ESPN immediately released a statement saying, while he's not an ESPN employee, we recognize that he's linked to our company through the open to Monday Night Football. We're disappointed with his comments. As a result, we've decided to pull the open from tonight's telecast. What I heard is they're pulling it completely. We'll see. Williams issued a statement through his publicist. This is what he said. He said, some of us have strong opinions and are often misunderstood. My analogy was extreme, but it was to make a point. I was simply trying to explain how stupid it seemed to me, how ludicrous that pairing was. They're polar opposites, and it made no sense. They don't see eye to eye and never will. I have always respected the office of the president. And here's what happened. He was comparing, you know, he said that he thought the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, playing golf with President Obama would be, this is the whole comment because you never get the whole story, right? That playing golf with President Obama would be like Hitler playing golf with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the shape that the country is in. And the anchor, who's Brian Kilmeade, said he didn't really understand what he was trying to say. And he said, I'm glad you don't, brother, because a lot of people do. They're the enemy. And, you know, he said, are you kidding? Obama and Biden, the Three Stooges, and, you know, went off. Because remember, Boehner played golf with Obama when they were talking about the whole budget thing, and that's what the reference was. Williams, by the way, is saying he might run as a Republican for the U.S. Senate in 2012. So how about that? All right, here's a number for you, and I have to give you this number because it's always so shocking when the underdog slays the Goliath. And that's what happened when the Tigers took on the Yankees. And I'm sure that there's some people listening in Connecticut and New York that are Yankee fans, so I do apologize. I don't mean to offend you. But boy, this was a huge night for the Tigers. Justin Verlander struck out 11 in 8 innings. Detroit gets past the Yanks 5-4 on Monday night, so they have a 2-1 edge in their American League playoff series. Derek Jeter ended up striking out with two people on base when he had a chance to snatch back that victory, and he did not do it. In fact, I think that the fabulous Matt Johnson has a few highlights from that win. So let's take a listen to what happened to the Yankees, courtesy of the Tigers.
Beltre, the lead from second, and Bryce the pitch, swung on and hit high in the air, deep left field, Jennings at the wall, goodbye! Mike Napoli has turned the game around, a two-run home run, and the Rangers lead 2-1.
Belize is ready, and here it comes, swung on and a ground ball, hit the third, Beltre's got it to second, in time to first. In time, the game's over. A 5-4-3 around the horn double play. And just like that, the Rangers have won game three.
First pitch to Delman Young, swing a fly ball, right field. This is deep. Going back is Swisher, looking up, and that ball is gone! A home run! Delman Young breaks the tie! 5-4 Tigers in the seventh.
The 2-2 pitch.
Swing and a miss. He got it on strikes. Tigers take a 2-1 series lead. Pop Grande makes it 10th in the ninth, but he comes through in the end.
All right, so as you heard there, it was both games, actually, and the Rangers, the first calls that you heard, Rangers winning that with a 2-1 edge over Tampa. And they beat them 4-3 on the road in Tampa. So they fended off a huge challenge. Their closer, Neftali Feliz, comes in and is able to actually shut down four hitters because he came in at the tail end of the eighth inning. And then, of course, what happened with Detroit against the Yankees, pulling up very, very big, 5-4, like we said. Delman Young hitting a tie-breaking homer in the seventh. And that was part of what made things happen for them in the end, and how exciting is that for the Detroit Tigers? You think of them getting in and et cetera. All right, let's move on to something else here on We Can Count, because it is all about the numbers. Well, the amount of years, 4 years, that Amanda Knox spent in prison. The American exchange student, or actually she wasn't an exchange student, she went to college in Italy, was excited to go, never knowing what was going to happen to her in 2007. She went to prison for the murder of her roommate, her British roommate, while she was living in Italy, and craziness ensued for the years after that, and finally an appeal process, and here's what happened. They read a ruling in a very tense courtroom, and an Italian jury on Monday cleared the American, Amanda Knox, of murder and other charges 4 years after she was arrested on suspicion of having killed her roommate in a beautiful, picturesque Italian university small town. In the courtroom, they say it sounded like the air was being sucked out. It was an audible gasp around the courtroom. She was practically hysterical. She's on her way home. And That's it. So it's another big release for an American. Different situation than the hikers that were in Iran. But remember, the two guys were Josh Patel and Shane Bauer were in the worst prison you can imagine in Iran for 2 years for what they did. She was in prison for 4 years. 4 years. And now she's out. That's a very, very big number for a young girl who's not even 25 years old and was stunned by what happened to her. Needless to say, so was her family. I'm sure they cannot wait until she is back in the United States. And we're talking about money a lot, the frustrations, the Wall Street protesting, the protesting around the country following the Occupy Wall Street theme. They're occupying Seattle and Boston and Chicago and whatnot. We're seeing in the meantime, stocks are tumbling on Wall Street. Another crazy day. At one point when I woke up, AMR, American Airlines, they were tanking. And part of that was because of negative news that they were going to get worse losses than originally thought. So in the end, the Dow Jones went down 258 points. The S&P lost 32, and the NASDAQ fell 80 points. So it's a crazy swoon that we're seeing with the concerns over Greece and whether they're going to be solvent or not, what's happening there, the huge debt crisis, and our own woes here at home, and, of course, earnings. That always sets things off. So there were some brief gains, but then ultimately a crash at the end of the day. I always say this, and it's true. Unfortunately, you have to diversify when you're trying to just scrape together some money in retirement. And it's like legalized gambling. You're standing over a craps table, and you're just not really sure what direction things are going to go in. I mean, that you're betting on chance in some cases. There are steady things that you can invest in, but the steady things aren't always so steady in this crazy world that we're living in right now as far as money is concerned and companies and all that sort of stuff. All right, one last one for you. We talked about Amanda Knox and Monday Night Football. How about this? The Supreme Court on Monday turned away an appeal from an Ohio judge who wanted to post a copy of the biblical Ten Commandments in his courtroom. The case was among hundreds, there's your number, disposed of by the justices who returned to start that new term after a three-month recess. Another separate high-profile petition involved a death row prisoner challenging his conviction in the murder of an 11-year-old girl. Oh, there's a long way to go, and there's some interesting cases on tap for certainly this time around for the justices. Stay with us. Saul Album next on Money.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
My pal Saul Album, financial guru, here on America Tonight in Oslo, Norway. And we're going to pick him up in a second. But first, let's go across the border to Al in Canada. Al, are you with us?
Yeah, Hank, I don't watch television, so, and I don't own a computer, so I can't Google this. But Hank, did Hank Williams Jr., was he comparing Obama to Hitler and Boehner to Netanyahu? Or the other way around?
Well, what he was saying was he was on Fox and Friends, and what he said was that he said that them playing together golf, it would be like Hitler playing golf with Benjamin Netanyahu, that it just doesn't work. And that's, you're right, that's what he was doing, is comparing Obama to Adolf Hitler, because he was saying Obama was Hitler in that scenario.
Yeah, that's going, because the only similarity between Adolf Hitler and Barack Obama is that they both look like they're strutting when they're sitting down. that's the only. And you know, do you know what the word Nazi? I just found this out today. Do you know what the word Nazi means in English?
What does it mean?
National Socialist. It's an acronym. It's Nazi. It means NZ. In German, that means National Socialist. So I guess you could say, you know, there are people who think that President Obama is a socialist, right?
Well, we've heard that all along from you and from some other people who call.
Well, I've never called him a socialist. I don't think he's a socialist, but he's a liberal, but he's not a socialist. I mean, a socialist wants the government to own and operate everything. But Obama's certainly not that. But, you know, and another thing, I honestly think that, you know, when entertainers get involved in politics, I think they're way above their pay grade, don't you think? I think entertainers should be entertainers, not politicians.
You know what? I agree with you. But here's the thing. They keep getting asked. Thanks, Al. They keep getting asked their opinions. And that's why that happens, because they get asked, well, what do you think of this? And people are celebrity crazed. So when you get the right celebrity in front of the right crowd, they're good at fundraising. And, of course, they have a lot of money when they're on the upper chain of the celebrity feeding chain. And that's what happens. So how do we get on the National Socialist German Workers' Party? Because of Hank Williams Jr. You never know what's going to happen on this show. Remember, the Nazi political strategy initially, how they got started, is they focused on anti-big business and anti-capitalist rhetoric. That was initially, believe it or not, how things first started off with them. And, of course, things dramatically shifted, as all of you know. All right, let's go to Saul, who's in Norway, standing by. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Very great, thanks. It kind of sounds like our Occupy Wall Street movement, doesn't it?
It does sound like that. Hey, what? That's a perfect place to start, because we've been talking about that a lot. Some people think, a lot of people calling America Tonight say, bravo, finally people are speaking out, and a lot of them are younger people. So good for them that they don't want to take it anymore, and they're expressing that all over the country. But I think some of it's misplaced where they're aiming. Their aim is in the wrong direction. And so much of what we talk about, I think that's the suppression in some cases of business with this over-regulation. What do you think?
Oh, you know, I absolutely agree. I mean, this is the peacenik this is the anti-war movement version 2. This is the same groups that were beating the drums against the evil Bush state and, you know, can't go into war, no blood for oil, you know, and now we're in three wars with, you know, 800 bases around the world, sucking the capital from Wall Street and the money from you and me, and they're saying, wait a minute, this is not right, but they don't quite understand that the entire infrastructure that they believe in, which is a large state with regulation and high taxes and Big Brother authoritarianism, is the thing that's causing them to not have any jobs so they can go out and march. I was working, so – and, of course, in Europe too. So, I think that this is exactly the starting point of the things that you're going to be seeing in Greece. And, you know, this is what I tell to all the big government friends is that, you know, there's the story of Atlas and Hercules. And then, you know, Atlas has to fight Hercules. And every time Hercules fights Atlas and slams him to the earth, he gets stronger. And then he has, well, I'm going to fight him even more. And throws him to the earth and gets stronger again. Finally, he has to defeat Atlas, Hercules does, by holding him up in the air and choking him. So basically what that means is every time that the leftists, you know, not socialists, but the leftists want to intervene into the markets, just like when they slam Atlas down to the ground, they're only making their troubles worse. The key is you have to isolate and hold it up and let the natural animal spirits of freedom and the market take its due course.
Yeah, I think so, too. You and I have talked about that a bunch. Okay, so we see what's happening. We're talking about the protests, and Europe is still in trouble. The markets were rocky during the day. I mentioned this. AMR, American Airlines, was down 36%. Why? Because their earnings are going to be off, and so that's more negative news. And there was negative news about Greece, and that affects the markets in the United States. So Europe is still on the verge of collapsing, isn't it? Do you think there's going to be a pullback here? What happens?
You know, this is the problem. I mean, the cards now are in the politics, and there's a great article in the Wall Street Journal about how large hedge funds are now like paying for intelligence to know what the hell's going to go on in Wall Street, because right now the fundamentals are almost completely driven by the European governments and by the central banks and basically by non-business actors. I mean, this is a political decision. This is the problem of having a large government that's interventionary, is that we don't know. I mean, we're not investing in fundamentals. Me and you are not talking about, company A has got a great product and, they're making R&D investments or let's say, you know, BlackBerry versus RIM or Apple versus Microsoft. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about, you know, what politicians are going to spend where and how many trillion dollars of our tax dollars in deficits. So now this is very upsetting to me, and is of course upsetting to the hedge fund. So basically, is, you know, the general thesis moving forward is that this, just like the subprime crisis, was only like 1% of the housing market in the U.S. You know, oh, everything's going to be fine. The subprime's only 1%. Well, Greece, there's only 4 million people, or excuse me, 10 million people in Greece. It's only like 0.5% of the GDP of Europe, and it's causing all these ripple effects. Well, the problem is it's just like the subprime crisis in the U.S. was only 1% or 0.5% or maybe 2%. It's showing that the emperor doesn't have any clothes. It's revealing that all the other mortgages are bad, or all the other government debt is bad. You know, Greece, Portugal, all these guys. Italy's already defaulted. Excuse me, not Italy's defaulted. Ireland's had problems. Of course, Iceland's already defaulted. Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary's almost defaulted. So I think Romania is actually technically in default right now. So it's causing all the stress in the markets, and this is what you're seeing. That's why gold, I think, was a great buy now. And, we're going to see the U.S. continue to print money, and we can talk about that, where the money's going and what that means.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that's what I say. I call it monopoly money. Where is the money going? We don't know how much. It's just like we're just printing it, printing it, printing it, the quantitative easing.
That's right, yeah. I mean, we've doubled the money supply over the last 10 years, and just like we talked about this last time, is just like when you insert dye into your – when you go for an MRI or you go for you want to see where the money's going in the body, you know, it's very tough to tell. And, you know, I was trying to figure out where is this money going, and I finally realized after reading a report on medical inflation that it's going directly into the medical services. If you look over the last year, if you go Google the top-performing stocks – this year, it's been some of them. They've half of them have been healthcare companies.
That makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Yes. Humana Healthcare up 40%. You know, I mean, all these guys. This is where the Bernanke bucks are going. And I was like, this is the thing: is that we were taught to say, "Oh, if inflation's 4%, that means everything's up 4%." No, it's not. This is up 10%. This is down 3%. It's creating all these shockwaves. And also, that we're seeing is, you know, how many parents are out there paying higher college tuition costs.
It's crazy. The college tuition is for some, it's unattainable.
That's right. And that's because the inflation is pushing it up and housing prices are also being propped up. So we're seeing a lot, in my opinion, and I think the evidence is showing this true, is that the inflation, the Bernanke dollars are costing we didn't go into collapse, but guess what? Everyone's medical care now is going up, and your kids' education prices are going up. What else? You know, TVs are going down. Apple computers are going down in prices. Even oil and gas and some of these mining materials are going down. But what's going up sky high every year? Education and medical care. Everything medical. Yeah. Everything. And that's where it's going. It's just Bernanke dollars are going. So, we could talk about how to capitalize upon that, too.
All right. So when you say how to capitalize upon that, then you have to look. I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm not a stockbroker, but you just gave us a clue. You got to look at some health stocks, because where's the nation going? It's an aging population.
That's right. And, you know, medical buildings are tough because with Obamacare, it's kind of binary. See, this is the problem that I'm having here, and this is the problem that a lot of hedge fund managers are having too, is that if Obamacare goes into effect, a lot of these doctors are going to go right back into the hospital, so your medical buildings are going to be in trouble. If it gets repealed by the Supreme Court, and I'm hoping it does, medical buildings will all do well. Anything invested that takes care is geriatric will be a great investment. Also, tech companies will be great. Right now you can't, or you're not going to regulate Apple, you're not going to regulate Google, except maybe antitrust. But all these companies that are not regulated by the government are not going to have growth. I mean, just look at it. Televisions aren't regulated, and now you can buy a flat screen television for like one fifth of the cost that it did just 5-6 years ago. Probably better quality too. As a matter of fact, it is better quality.
So you can watch TV, but you can't take care of your head if you crack it on the cement, because it's going to cost you too much money.
That's what happens when you interfere with the market, is that it makes things worse over the medium and long run. So yes, your medical cares are going up, which shows you why health insurance stocks are going up and health providers are going up. So, you know, gold and silver also over the long run, I think it's a great buy after the pullback. Cash too for right now, oil and gas direct investments, and then, you know, something that we haven't talked about that I've dealt with on the investment banking front, you know, because I deal with these guys, is non-borrowing private equity funds. And what that is you have to talk with your financial advisors about this, and you have to be very careful, okay? But these are kind of like later stage venture capital, where venture capital goes in on, you know, hey, I gotta invest in Google when it's, you know, in its infancy. Well, that's pretty risky to do that. So you want to take a look at groups that invest in larger companies, and we'll talk more about that too.
All right, so Saul, hang on with us. So we're going to address that on the flip side. So go get yourself a scone, okay? And we'll be back with more in just a second from Norway with my pal Saul Alvin. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Here comes a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
All right, we're continuing our conversation here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, my pal, Saul Album, financial guru of America Tonight, and there he is in Oslo, Norway, and we're talking about the money, the inflation, good stuff from Saul so that you understand what we're talking about. And you said this, we're seeing 20% inflation on all the things that you mentioned with education, healthcare, and all that kind of stuff. And I love how you brought it around. Well, what if somebody says, well, what does that mean, Saul? Why do we care? You care because of what's happening to you when you have to pay for education, healthcare, and all that stuff that we just mentioned. Saul, are you with us?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Got it. It's the Black Hawk helicopters.
No, you were off getting a scone. Your wife is a good cook, and I know she had some stuff out there for you, and that's what you were doing.
Oh man, the European women, they know how to cook. Oh my God, it's like, you know, my ex-wife was like, you know, hey, you know, I brought some McDonald's home, or let's go to Chili's. You know, I get. Yeah, so I'm learning really how to cook. And the great thing about Scandinavia is, you know, is that they import all their cooking. So it's like they've learned, they're kind of, you know, the Italians are like, this is the way you cook. And the French are like, this is the way you cook. Well, the Scandinavians, they're like, well, we love the Italian, the Spanish. So they just kind of melt it all together. It's fantastic.
There you go. You mentioned a couple of things. One, we talked about the whole inflation thing and where do you go. And you talked about gold and silver and you think it's a great time to get some. Meaning there's all kinds of gold companies where you can pick up gold.
Yeah, and you really got to be careful about this. And Sprott Asset Management has some defined silver where they're like, you know, we guarantee the silver's in the vault and we're not getting it. We're not borrowing or lending silver. See, what we're afraid of, if you go and buy like a ETF or a security that's backed by gold, it's not really there in the vault. It's kind of like, we're kind of borrowing it, and then there's like, you know, all this complicated paperwork, but it's not really there, okay? So Sprott, if you just Google Sprott, they have some great stuff about that, and they're heavily into silver. So it's like they're like guaranteed to have silver and gold in their vaults as opposed to creditors or loans or something like that. When you go out and buy it, you have to be very careful that you're not paying commission. You've got to do your due diligence like any other investor. You got to understand that you're going to pay a little commission, but you got to get a reasonable commission while you're doing it. I have not purchased gold and silver in hand for a long time. So I've been doing security back way myself. So I don't have any recommendations, and I don't think I am going to make any recommendations. So your viewers are just going to have to look on buying physical gold and silver on their own without paying an arm and leg, and you got to be careful about that. Which leads us to the next thing we were supposed to talk about, Kate, which is about the kind of a little separate segment about education that we were talking about
today. Yes. Yeah, let's talk about this. Jump back to that. I didn't mean to get offline there. And speaking of that, you talk about investing, but not – you sent me a note about this, but do not go to private schools, online schools. What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, there's – the last couple of years – of course, with all this inflation dollars coming around, a lot of money in government loans have been directed towards the private education industry, such as University of Phoenix and 100 other companies online that offer MBAs or this and that. So what happens is a lot of veterans and a lot of young people, not necessarily young people, just people saying, and I've had enough of my career, I've got downsized, let me take out a loan and go to school. Well, what these quote-unquote universities do is they have counselors that are really commissioned salesmen. And they come up to you and say, hey, I'll get you, you know, let's get you your associate's degree. Did you ever want to be a computer graphic designer? Did you ever want to be a programmer? Did you ever want to go to school and be a business? And, you know, you can take care of all of your family. You got two children? Oh, well, hey, let's get you a loan from the government. It's below interest. And let's get you to school, get you a degree. And, you know, you could be a professional, too. And they're really targeting, you know, folks that don't come from education backgrounds, of course, obviously, and target veterans again, and they target young children that are just graduating from high school. And really, a lot of these online degrees are worthless, that they cost a lot of money, you get into debt, and then you find that even if you graduate – real recruiters and real hires are not respecting these degrees. So if you're looking for education, which Kate and I have always talked about, the viewers out there, you have to also be careful of where you get your education. You got to look at an investment too. I mean, potentially you have $30,000. Do you invest it in your education? So usually we'll say invest it in your education, but you got to be careful. Just like, are you going to go buy Apple, or are you going to go to this school, or are you going to go to University of Phoenix, or are you going to go to Grand Cayman University? So
Grand Cayman.
Yeah, no, it exists. It really does. So, you know, some of these, Kate, you know, what if I told you that, you know, some of these universities that are, you know, make hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and that's fine, we love that, but they only have a 30% graduation rate.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, and the unemployment rate is horrible. So, look, if you're going to be a nurse, if you're going to be a welder, if you're going to be a mechanic, I'm all for this. This is great. I think a lot of these things are fantastic. But anything other than that, than strictly technical, you really have to start asking around and just not just believe what their quote-unquote recruiters or commission salesmen say. So caveat emptor out there. Be careful.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. That's so important for people that are hearing this, because also sometimes when you go on the Craigslist or the job, the career builders or whatever, do you know that's where they send people to these sites where they're saying, oh, well, come work for us, and it sounds like a job thing, but really they're trying to get you to go to their school.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I didn't see that.
The schools you're talking about, the online schools, saying that you need to get that, and that's all it is. It's like an ad for them, and then you don't realize that. Yeah,
it's deceptive. And then you have a degree. What kind of brand? I mean, in reality, you're getting an education from the university, but you're really paying for a brand.
Right.
So
true, isn't it?
Do you want your brand to be like Tommy Hilfiger, whoring itself out everywhere, or do you want a prestigious brand? I mean, it's for your education. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Saul Albom, always a pleasure to have you on America Tonight. We're going to talk to you again. Great information. Thank you so much, and give your wife a big hug for us from all of us here on the show. Okay.
You got it. Thanks.
I love that. I'm going over there because I got to get some of those scones. I think she's making scones, so something's going on there. Saul Albom, again, always great financial guru here on America Tonight. He gave you a couple of things to look at and some of his theories on education and healthcare and all that kind of stuff. Quickly here, as we're heading for the exits, a few things worth mentioning. And it includes the fact that the Supreme Court is now back in session. They're throwing out hundreds of cases, and they're looking at others. Of course, the big one, and Saul mentioned it, the cost of health care, that's coming up. The individual mandate, they should rule on that by June. The way it's looking, if according to form, it would be 5-4, and it would throw out the individual mandate, but maybe not. Talking about the constitutionality of it, we'll see. Don't forget about our straw poll. A lot of you are sending in emails. While we were on the air there talking to Saul, I got two more, one from Eddie and one from John. So now Herman Cain, the businessman, is up to 20. Ron Paul also got a vote, that one from Joe. So Joe gives him 17. Perry, Romney, and Bachman stayed the same. Perry's got 11. Romney's got 9. And Bachman has 9 as well. We decided it'd be fun to do our own little straw poll since everybody and their brother is doing them in all these states. And they're not scientific anyway. I thought we would take the temperature of the people who listen to America Tonight. And speaking of polls and politicians and where's the money going and what's going to happen in 2012, how about what's now happening with the Tea Party? We see what's going on with these Wall Streeters, these disillusioned people who are going after the people on Wall Street, right? The Occupy Wall Street people. Tea Party is now more than a movement. I mean, the Tea Party has just exploded when it comes to donations that are coming in to their coffers by the millions. So I wonder how big the so-called movement of the Tea Party will get. I think the more people are frustrated with what they're seeing with the spending and the taxing, I think the more the Tea Party will start to blossom even bigger. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you're in.